Not sure. Anyway, let's go.
Let's roll. Let's roll. You have new intro music?
Welcome to the Rebel Alliance briefing. Please visit our website, https://rabr.kailejohansen.us. There you can find links to send us feedback, connect to us on social media, or instructions on how to load the podcast onto your device.
Yeah, your device.
I'm Kyle John Johansson. This is Andrew Scott Sutton. There's and Rick Ross Bosley.
Yeah,
it's time to talk Star Wars.
Ooh, Star Wars.
The Ricker.
All right, so today we're reviewing Star Wars Tales of the Empire Season 1, Episode 1. And strangely enough, when I was looking this information up, they're grouping the Tales of the Jedi and the Tales of the Empire together. So technically, this is season two, but they're not really listing it that way. It's that they have it grouped under the heading of Tales, and there's Tales of the Jedi and Tales of the Empire next to each other.
Really?
Which is interesting. So anyway, so today we're going to discuss the episode. Probably do a live unboxing here, if I can clean up my desk a little bit while we're talking here. And then we'll go over the episode, you know, talk about the cast. That's just pretty short on these short episodes. The first one is only 17 minutes long. And there's an interesting cast thing we'll talk about too. And then we'll try to do another one after that, and another one. Let's see what happens. All right. So in the end. So the first thing we're going to do is try to do an unboxing. What do you think? Got a crap ton of mess here. I wasn't ready for. Let's try this. So
let's see your box.
Here's the box.
Nice box.
This is going to take 30 minutes alone, right?
All right. Here we go. Let's push the unboxing button.
Now we have a special treat. It's unboxings.
Yeah. This one came in a box already. Normally it's inside the Amazon box, but it came inside a box on its own inside of a bunch of other things. So anyway, so let's open it. Oh, this is the one I told you about, Rick, that I cut out of the other episode. So this is the Telemato.
Sweet.
And she's holding Grogu. Alright, so we all know Pelimato is the girl that does the maintenance stuff for our hero, the Mandalorian, right? Let's put this down. We got hangers. Something. And here's the side. It's number 665. There's the back with all the Mandalorian folks on it. There's Grogu there. Everybody's favorite Grogu. All right. And here's the side again. Different view. Front view and top view. How about that? There we go. That's our unboxing for Pelimato. Pretty snazzy one there.
Sweet.
This is one of the ones I told you I got on sale. I got it for, I don't know, $6, $8. That's what it was, $8. Throw that to the side so we can not use it again. Yay, they unboxing.
They had a galactic sale.
Yeah. May the 4th. All right, I'm back. See, that wasn't that hard, Scott. Unboxing, yay. Kalimato. All right. 2, 1, we're done. So this week's episode again was called The Path of Fear, Tales of the Empire, Season 1, Episode 1. And the director was Nate Villanova. The story was, I guess, edited by David Filoni. The writer, though, was Amanda Rose Munoz. Music again, like we've seen in all of our episodes lately, is the Kevin Kinner, Sean Kinner, Deanna Kinner. This first episode was the one that had General Grievous in it. It was the one with Matt Wood. There was a matron called, her name was Linda Look. The young Morgan Elizabeth was played by Kathy Ang, which, if you remember, who is the Ang chick that plays Omega? It's like her sister or something. This Kathy Ang is her sister. Ang is her sister.
Sweet.
Ang, A-N-G. I just say it wrong. Nall was played by Daisy Lightfoot. Galena by Deanna Lee Insanto, which normally plays Morgan Elizabeth, but she played Selena in this one. There were several witches in this episode that were had voices and stuff, and one of them was Susie McGrath, the other was Meg Marchand, and the last one they list was Gina Hermosillo, which brings us to a quick commercial.
Are you planning your next trip to Tatooine? Well, come on down to Pelly's Mod and Repair Shop, where our droids will spruce up your wagon. We'll service just about anything from Starfighter Corellian Y-1300 freighter to a Vespa hovering scooter. If we don't have the part, we can get it. If you qualify for our special program, we'll provide you with any part our Jawas can get. Well, that's right. Come on down to Pelly's Mod and Repair Shop, where we can store fuel and upgrade your vessel. We're located at Tatooine's Mos Eisley Spaceport, Hangar 35.
35. All right. So in special honor of the Funko Bobblehead, we had her commercial playing too. Yeah. So this episode originally, along with all the episodes, 1 through 6, aired on May 4th. This one, again, I said was 17 minutes long. And the timeline for this episode specifically was 20 before the Battle of Yavin. So it's a couple years before our Bad Batchers, even, just this episode. So what that means is it's time to grab your favorite beverage, pull up a chair, and join us in the Rebel Alliance briefing room. Yeah. All right, let's get into it. So we start off the episode with Night Sisters of Darkmoor retreating in the face of an overwhelming assault by the Separatist droid army during the Battle of Darkmoor, which is talked about quite a bit in a lot of the show. Morgan Elizabeth takes down several advances, B2 series super battle droids with her bowcaster. Pew pew. Her mother, Selena, saves her from being killed by a super battle droid. The Night Sisters prepare to make the last stand in a clearing, but are ambushed by General Grievous. That's with a cough. He impales a Night Sister from behind with one of his green lightsabers. The Night Sisters aim their bowcasters at the cyborg, but become under fire from several BX series droid commandos. Selena tells her daughter to stay back. Stay back. While they all try to attack the last stand with Grievous. She fights Grievous with two sickles that have been animated by magic. M-A-G-I-C-K. Magic. Despite her force powers, Selena is unable to beat Grievous, who gains the upper hand and damages her sickles with his lightsaber. That's one of them in half or something. During the last stand, she engages in a blade lock with Grievous, only to be stabbed in the torso by a third blade. What? Oh, yeah, he's got more than one hand, two hands. We forgot about that. Third blade from his left arm. In her final moments, Selena tells Elizabeth to run, and a laughing Grievous cuts down Selena with his three blades. Chop, 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 chop. Anybody like a steak? He sees Morgan Elizabeth watching and bellows at her to run before laughing. He then orders the droid army to wipe out the Night Sisters. Wipe them out. Pick them all. Elizabeth flees into the forest, pursued by three droid commandos. She eludes her pursuers by hiding on top of a tree. One of the droid commandos scans the trees and shoots at Elizabeth, causing her to fall off. He evades the droid blaster bolts and kicks the black blasters out of its grip. The droid attacks her with its vibro sword, which she dodges. The droid commando grabs her by the neck. Elizabeth retrieves her dagger and stabs the droid through the head. Elizabeth collapses to the ground.
But her dagger has the inscriptions on it too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit. It was a special dagger. I think actually we see that dagger in The Mandalorian too. It's briefly shown.
It wasn't the one that was in her sock.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. So, like, all of their weapons were inscribed. Is that just because of the magic to, like...
That in tradition, and, you know, it's handed down, maybe, and that kind of stuff, you know?
Gotcha.
Because they're
you can't do a spell.
I don't know about that.
It was, like, some kind of special, like, spell that was, you know, inscribed on it or what. I didn't know.
I don't know either.
I wondered if there was something.
It's not really explained.
All right, gotcha. Moving on.
The following day, an unconscious Elizabeth is rescued by members of the Mountain Clan. She awakes in a cave dwelling and is greeted by Mountain Clan matron and an adolescent girl named Nolly, who tells her she is under protection of their clan. You are under protection of a clan now. Oh, it wasn't meant to be bad. Elizabeth discovers that her black face markings are disappearing due to the waning magic of the Night Sisters. She was under a spell. As the matron leads her outside of the cave, where she sees the Mountain Clan members and their cave dwellings. Gazing at the horizon, Elizabeth sees smoke rising from the burning ruins of the Night Sister village. The matron says she is welcome to stay as long as she wants. Then the matron touches her, and Elizabeth brushes it away. Overcome by grief, she drops on her knees and peers over the cliff with tears flowing down her left cheek. I lost my family. All right. Later, Elizabeth watches a burning log, but is haunted by memories of Grievous's massacre. While the other mountain witches fear that Grievous will attack them as well, the matron tells them not to give into fear. Do it. She invites Elizabeth to join a mountain witch named Nolly for the hunt. While navigating over the rocky terrain, they crouch when several separatist droid gunships fly by. Though Nolly believes they are safe in the mountains, Elizabeth is skeptical and says that the mountain tribe way of life will not be enough to protect her people. Elizabeth offers to help. I can help you. Nolly is reluctant, but Elizabeth asks if she is prepared to let her mother die while knowing she could have done more to prevent it. Later that night, Nolly speaks to her mother, the matron, about how they could defend themselves against the separatist droids. The matron dismisses it. It's no big deal. Saying they must trust their path. After leaving the meeting, Nolly finds Elizabeth walking with two other witches. They tell her that Elizabeth found some weapons and has convinced them to come along. Elizabeth leads them into the mountains, into the munitions depot, where they retrieve several weapons, including tomahawks, scimitars, and they're unaware that they're being watched by a probe droid. The matron discovers that Nolly and several adolescents are missing. After hearing movement above, Elizabeth and the mountain witches rush to the surface, only to encounter a droid gunship and several B-1 series battle droids. Dun, dun, dun. The gunship deploys several super battle droids. Elspeth and the young witches fight back, but find themselves outnumbered and outgunned. Of course they are. Mountain Matron arrives and summons a powerful sphere of light and energy.
Airbender.
Which disables the battle droids when she throws it at them. The droid gunship loses control and crashes and explodes. You had what?
Too much Taco Bell.
Yeah, a little bit burp.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll go with
maybe
that.
Maybe the other side. Okay. Elspeth helps the elderly matron to her feet. The matron tells Elspeth not to assume that wanting to fight means no one is capable of fighting. She says, well, I got the power, see? The matron attends her wounded daughter, Nolly, who apologizes and says their way is true. The other mountain witches carry their wounded comrades, and the matron says Elspeth has chosen her path and pities her for what is to come. They walk away and leaving Elspeth behind alone. She's by herself, and then the credits start rolling.
The path less traveled.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? That was a quick one. And I don't know. I might reserve some of my things I say until the third one, because they tend to blend together to me. So because they're all about the same person.
They all blend together.
They're about Morgan and Elizabeth, these first three, and they just kind of blend together. But
yeah, so. I don't know. This one, it was interesting because it kind of gave the backstory. I didn't realize that planet had more than one group of people living on it.
I didn't either, honestly.
Because I just thought it was for her, the witches of whatever. Is it Dormir? How do you pronounce it?
Darthmore?
Darthmore. I thought it was her people, but now we know that there were different groups.
Wasn't she the only survivor?
Yeah, but of her clan. It
appears that way, yeah.
But then, what was that last thing we watched that there was three of them on that?
Yeah, that's different. So, Scott, she went up to the mountains, and there was a different clan of witches that didn't get wiped out. Okay. Well, there's multiple clans of witches on the planet. I think Darthamore is the village name, I think, is what it is.
Okay.
Because this was the mountain clan. Darthamore was the witches that we are used to seeing.
Yeah.
Aren't the Darthamore witches the ones that made Darth Maul?
Yes. And his brother.
Look at you.
Brother. What's his brother's name, Scott? Darth Maul's brother.
Bless Darth Maul.
He was bigger. No,
Junior.
I don't remember his name either.
Junior.
It's Barthol.
Barthol, no. It was totally different. It was a totally different name. Totally different name. But anyway. I mean it was interesting to see the backstory and stuff. We never got a lot of backstory. We got a little bit of witch's story in Clone Wars, and for a little bit there they were friendly or something, and I guess Darth Vader's who made them all mad and grumpy and stuff.
Well, what episode was that showed up?
Clone Wars?
No, this week.
This is before
the Bad Batch, so in the timeline. All right, let's do some feedback.
I was hallucinating. I didn't see Darth Vader this week.
You gotta lay off those gummies, dude.
You did, but it was in a different episode.
Right, that's what I was saying.
All right, so we desperately need feedback. Please send us some. I know we've got new listeners out there that I've seen. Feedback. Don't laugh. I've seen them on the logs and stuff. Feedback at kyledranson.us is our email address. We have a link on our website on the left-hand side. I think that's the left-hand side. And it has a form you fill out, and it sends it to us. We're on Twitter/X at super_duper_pod. We're on Blue Sky at Rebel Alliance Briefing Room. And, of course, both the audio and video are on YouTube, which allows comments there as well. So please leave your comments there, too. And, you know, I just wanted to say that if you email us, you can send us video or audio clips too, or give us links to YouTube, clips, whatever you want to do. So please do that.
You can manipulate manipulate the video as you want.
Feedback at kyledranson.us. Papered off too quick. All right, so
we're going away already.
We are going away. If you guys are okay, we're gonna end this talking about this episode, and we're gonna go into the next one.
Thank you for listening to the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast. Please visit our website where you can play current and past episodes. That's https://rabrkylejohansson.us. That's rabrkylejohansson.us. On the left-hand side is a navigation menu. You can use this to learn how to load the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast on your Android or Apple phone and tablet. And we have direct links to our podcast on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please participate by connecting to our social media, answering questions of the week, or submitting feedback directly from the site. Again, all of these are available at the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room website at rabr.kylejohansson.us. This podcast in no way is approved, sponsored, or owned by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. All opinions are solely owned by Kyle and or Scott, and in no way express the views or opinions of their past or present employers. Views and opinions are not supported or restricted by Lucasfilms, Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or any or other use of this podcast and its affiliate sites without consent of Super Duper Podcast Network and its host is prohibited. I am Kyle John Johansson, and this is Andrew Scott Sutton. And say Rick goodbye too. Now.
Rick, too. Yay. Rick owns his opinions, too. We'll get that fixed eventually. No, he has no opinions. Okay, never mind. Speaking of that, it's after 1:30.
I know. I keep the laptop going until I see her.
Go.
All right. Here we go.